All right, now we're switching back to the pros, who are in favor of requiring vaccines for our children. And this one takes a look at major medical organizations who state that vaccines are safe. These organizations include the CDC, the Food and Drug Administration, the Institute of Medicine, the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, UNICEF, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the World Health Organization, Public Health Agency of Canada, the Canadian Pediatric Society, National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, and the American Academy of Family Physicians. The World Health Organization states that vaccines are very safe. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services states that vaccines are some of the safest medical products available. Okay, again now, let's be truly weighing the pros and cons. Let's be analyzing, asking ourselves what really, truly seems to make sense. What seems to be actually true? And one of the things that can thicken the plot a bit is asking, is it possible that some of what one side is saying is true and good, while some of what the other side is saying is true and good? Is it possible that both sides are giving some information that really muddies the water and does not give a clear picture of what is really happening with regards to whatever the issue is, in this case, vaccines for our children? Okay, that was our third pro. Here's our third con, where they say that the government should not intervene in personal medical choices. Medical decisions for children should be left to the parents or caregivers. Barbara Lowe Fisher, who's co-founder of National Vaccine Information Center, says that if the state can tag, track down, and force citizens against their will to be injected with biological products of known and unknown toxicity today, there will be no limit on which individual freedoms the state can take away in the name of the greater good tomorrow. This is the position of Dr. Ron Paul, former U.S. representative from Texas. Intimately personal medical decisions should not be made by government, he said. Freedom over one's physical person is the most basic freedom of all, and people in a free society should be sovereign over their own bodies. When we give government the power to make medical decisions for us, and this is a physician talking, we in essence accept that the state owns our bodies. Okay. All right, back to our pros. This is the fourth pro. By the way, with regards to this particular study, there were, if I'm not mistaken, many more pros than cons. And I do mean many more. So I'm going to try to give an even number of each of these sides. So I won't be giving you all of the pros, but I do want you to know, again, there were many more pros than cons, but I'm going to try to give you very, very close to an even number, although there may be a couple more, maybe just a few more pros than cons, just to reflect that there were more positions taken by the pros than the cons side. But again, I'll keep it close to even. Just try to make it a little bit more probable that we can compare apples to apples when it comes to the amount of information that we'll be looking into. All right, so here's the fourth pro. It says that adverse reactions to vaccines are extremely rare. The most common side effect of vaccines, anaphylaxis, which is a severe allergic reaction, occurs in 1 per several 100,000 to 1 per million vaccinations. According to Dr. Sanjay Gupta, chief medical correspondent for CNN and practicing neurosurgeon, you're 100 times more likely to be struck by lightning than to have a serious allergic reaction to the vaccine that protects you against measles. Now, he's not talking about all vaccines when he makes this statement. He's specifically focusing on the vaccine that protects against measles. You're 100 times more likely to be struck by lightning than to have a serious allergic reaction to the vaccine that protects you against measles. Dr. Ellen Clayton, who is also a lawyer, professor of pediatrics and law at Vanderbilt Law School, and co-author of the 2011 10M report, Committee to Review Adverse Effects of Vaccines, summarized the results of the report by saying the MMR vaccine does not cause autism. And keep that in mind. The MMR vaccine does not cause autism. The MMR and DTaP do not cause type 1 diabetes. And the killed flu vaccine does not cause Bell's palsy, and it does not trigger episodes of asthma. Combination vaccines like MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, have been used without adverse effects since the mid-1940s. Now, store this in your memory bank. I really want you to store in your memory bank what is being said about the MMR vaccine in particular. All of these that we're talking about, but especially the MMR vaccine, because I'm going to revisit that. The MMR and DTaP, well, the MMR vaccine does not cause autism. The MMR and DTaP do not cause type 1 diabetes. And the killed flu vaccine does not cause Bell's palsy, and it does not trigger episodes of asthma. Combination vaccines like the MMR, which, of course, again, is the measles, mumps, and rubella, have been used without adverse effects since when? Since the mid-1940s. All right. Here's the fourth con. Mandatory vaccines infringe upon constitutionally protected religious freedoms. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that the debate over vaccines should be about rights and health, or just about health? Now, I'm not trying to steer you one way or the other. I really want you to decide for yourself. But I mention that because when we think vaccines, one of the first things that comes to our minds, and for many, the only thing that comes to our minds, are the potential health risks. So do you think that rights, civil liberties, should be just as much a part of the debate as the health issues? Or should it only be about health?